I have a saying. It's not enough to be in the right place at the right time. You have to be the right person in the right place at the right time. So who are you? How do you think? What are your beliefs? How confident are you in yourself? How well do you relate to others? How much do you trust others? Do you truly feel that you deserve wealth? What is your ability to act in spite of fear, in spite of worry, in spite of inconvenience, and in spite of discomfort? The fact is that your character, your thinking, and your beliefs are a critical part of what determines the level of your success. One of my favorite wealth principles is this: your income can only grow to the extent that you do. Have you noticed how some people have a lot of money and then lose it, or see excellent opportunities start well but then go sour on them? Now you know the real cause. On the outside, it looks like bad luck, a downturn in the economy, a lousy partner, whatever. On the inside, however, it's another matter. That's why, if you come into big money when you're not ready for it on the inside, your wealth will be short-lived and the chances are you will lose it. The vast majority of people simply do not have the internal capacity to create and hold on to large amounts of money and success and the increased challenges that go with money and success. That, my friends, is the primary reason they don't have much money. A perfect example is lottery winners. Research has shown again and again that regardless of the size of their winnings, most lottery winners eventually return to their original financial state, the amount they can comfortably handle. On the other hand, the opposite occurs for self-made millionaires. Notice that when self-made millionaires lose their money, they usually have it back within a relatively short time. Donald Trump's a great example. Trump was worth billions, lost everything, and then a couple of years later, he got it all back again and more. Why does this phenomenon happen? It happens because while some self-made millionaires may lose their money, they never lose the most important ingredient to their success, their millionaire mind. Most people do not reach their full potential. Most people are not successful. Research shows that 80% of individuals will never be financially free in the way they'd like to be, and that 80% will never claim to be truly happy. The reason is simple. Most people are unconscious. They are a little asleep at the wheel. They work and think on a superficial level of life, based only on what they can see. They live strictly in the visible world. Imagine a tree. Let's suppose this tree represents the tree of life. On this tree, there are fruits. In life, our fruits are called results. So we look at the fruits, our results, and we don't like them. We don't have enough of them. They're too small. They don't taste good. What do we tend to do? Most of us put even more attention and focus on the fruits, our results. But what is it that actually creates those particular fruits? It's the seeds and the roots that create those fruits. It's what's under the ground that creates what's above the ground. It's what's invisible that creates what's visible. So what does that mean? It means that if you want to change the fruits, you will first have to change the roots. If you want to change the visible, you must first change the invisible. Of course, some say that seeing is believing. The question I have for such people is, why do you bother paying your electric bill? Although you cannot see electricity, you can certainly recognize and use its power. If you have any doubt as to whether it exists, just stick your finger in an electric socket, and I guarantee your doubts will quickly disappear. In my experience, what you cannot see in this world is far more powerful than anything you can see. You may or may not agree with this statement, but to the extent that you do not apply this principle in your life, you must be suffering. Why? Because you're going against the laws of nature, whereby what is under the ground creates what is above the ground, where what is invisible creates what is visible. As humans, we are a part of nature, not above it. Consequently, when we align with the laws of nature and work on our roots, our inner world, our life flows smoothly. When we don't, life gets rough. In every forest, on every farm, in every orchard on earth, it's what's under the ground that creates what's above the ground. That's why placing your attention on the fruits that you've already grown is futile. You cannot change fruits that are already hanging on the tree. You can, however, change tomorrow's fruits. But to do so, you'll have to dig below the ground and strengthen the roots. Here is a wealth principle I firmly believe in. Money is a result. Wealth is a result. Health is a result. Illness is a result. Your weight is a result. We live in a world of cause and effect, of cause and result. Have you ever heard someone assert that a lack of money was a bit of a problem? Now hear this. A lack of money is never, ever, ever a problem. A lack of money is merely a symptom of what's going on underneath. Whatever results you're getting, be they rich or poor, good or bad, positive or negative, always remember that your outer world is simply a reflection of your inner world. If things aren't going well in your outer life, it's because they aren't going well in your inner life. It's that simple. Let's talk for a second about declarations, which I consider a powerful secret for change. In my seminars, we use accelerated learning techniques that allow you to learn faster and remember more of what you learn. The key is involvement. Our approach follows from the old saying, what you hear, you forget. What you see, you remember. What you do, you understand. So I'm going to ask that every time you reach the end of a major principle in this recording, you first put your hand on your heart and make a verbal declaration, and then touch your head with your index finger and make another verbal declaration. What's a declaration? It's simply a positive statement that you make emphatically out loud. Why are declarations such a valuable tool? Because everything is made up of one thing, energy. All energy travels in frequencies and vibrations. Therefore, each declaration you make carries its own vibrational frequency. When you state a declaration aloud, its energy vibrates throughout the cells of your body, and by touching your body at the same time, you can feel its unique resonance. Declarations not only send a specific message to the universe, they also send a powerful message to your subconscious mind. I recommend that you state your declarations aloud each morning and each evening. Doing your declarations while looking into a mirror will accelerate the process even more. Now, I have to admit that when I first heard of all this, I said, no way, this declaration stuff is far too hokey for me. But because I was broke at the time, I decided, what the heck, it can't hurt, and I started doing it. Now I'm rich, so it shouldn't come as a big surprise that I believe that declarations really work. Either way, I'd rather be really hokey and really rich than really cool and really broke. How about you? That said, I invite you to place your hand on your heart and repeat the following. My inner world creates my outer world. Now touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. As a special bonus, if you go to www.millionairemindbook.com and click on free book bonuses, we will give you a free list of all the declarations in this recording presented in calligraphy in a printable format suitable for framing.